Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos this year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 6 in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tedvav, Chapter 1, Paragraph 15, with the beautiful Sefer, the wonderful Sefer from Art School, the Mishnah Elucidated, the Schottenstein edition with the translation and commentary from the Book Family edition in Maseches Avos. We've talked a little bit about Hillel's sayings. Now we're moving over to Shammai, his contemporary sayings as well. Shammai Omer, Asei Toras Chakeva, Emor Me'at, Ve'asei Harbe, Ve'hevi Mekabal Eskol Ha'adam, Kol Ha'adam, Be'sever Panim Yafos. Before we read the commentary, Shammai talks about how you have to make your Torah study your primary occupation, your livelihood, your secondary occupation. Say little, but do a lot, and receive every person with a pleasant face. Two quick comments to make just on the plain Pashut Pshat, the plain, simple words of the Mishnah itself. When we talk about saying a little and doing a lot, the most common example is Avraham. Avraham said to the three angels who were disguised as men, come, sit, eat a little, have a little bit to taste, have a little bread. Do you know what Avraham made for them? He slaughtered like three calves just to give them tongue delicacies, and then he slaughtered other animals to give them huge, huge, huge amounts of meals. He gave them a little saying, a little bit, come rest, have a little bread, but he did much, much more than he said, which is a real inspiration for us in life. What we should do, we should say little and do a lot. There are people that say a lot but don't even do a little, like Ephron Achiti with the same Avraham. When Avraham is trying to get a burial plot for his beloved Sarah, Ephron says, whatever, no problem, we'll give it to you. And then at the end of the day, he charges him 400 silver shekels. Between me and you, what is it? The Torah testifies the words he used. You know what the currency was back then? 400 silver shekels, according to different commentators, could be millions of dollars in today's currencies for a cemetery plot, because that's someone who says a lot but can't even do a little. There are many people that make grandiose plans, grandiose words, grandiose statements. I'll do this for you, I'll do that for you, don't worry, I got it covered. They don't follow through. They don't come through in the end. That's why, in general, it's always good to say Imir Tzashem Bli Neder. Hopefully I will get it done without any commitment. But in general, there are many types of people that won't get things through and accomplished, and I try not to be like that kind of a person day by day. It's always a struggle, but you want to get something done, you got to give it to a busy person. I try to be a busy person, be involved in a lot of projects, being involved in a lot of different things, and oftentimes a lot of things fall on my plate to take care of, and I have to do it. We have to do it. Make sure to be someone who says a little but does a lot. And the second thing to think is to receive every single person and the whole of the person with a pleasant face. It says Kol Ha'adam. So that means not only to receive every person, even an enemy, even someone you dislike, even someone you don't want to involve with, don't want to interact with, you have to receive that person with a pleasant face, a pleasant countenance, but the whole aspect of the person, even if there are people that are your friends, but there are elements to them you don't like, even if there are people that you really love to be around, but there are elements to them you don't like, you still have to receive the whole person, the whole of that person, with a pleasant countenance. So that means anytime you're walking around and you interact with any person, you really need to accept them and interact with them with a pleasant demeanor. Every time I'm walking, especially with my wife, to pick up our kids or drop off our kids, and I see the security guard, the crossing guard, the different people, the different teachers and staff members in my kids' schools, I try to always have a pleasant countenance. Good morning, how are you? Thank you so much for keeping our kids safe. Have a wonderful day. You call Amazon customer service. Hi, how are you today? What's your name? Thank you, Jamal, for helping me today. Name made up. But in general, when we call different aspects and we're involved in different things, okay, so Zappos messed up your shoe order. Do you think Shaniqua deserves to be yelled at? Or do you think you'll accomplish more if you say, hi, how are you? I'm good, sir. Nobody asked me that question. No problem. What's your name, miss? Oh, I'm Shaniqua. Oh, thank you so much, Shaniqua, for helping me. No problem. Because you were so nice to me, I'm going to take an extra effort to resolve your issue. You catch more bees with honey than you do with vinegar is a famous, famous phrase quote from the We Sing videos that my wife grew up on, and she introduced me to them over the years. Very famous saying, but it actually is very true. You can do more with sweet words than you do with vitriolic and nasty words and nasty demeanor. You never do things right. What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? You're terrible. You're horrible. You're terrible. You're this and you're that. All these negative words, terrible words, will never get anything accomplished. What's much more effective, what's much more powerful is the pleasant countenance, is the positive enforcement, the positive reinforcement, the positive interactions. I could tell you time and time again, when I tried to be nice to Amazon and to all these different people that I order from, and I wrote to them, and they said, you know what, Steven, my legal name, you know what, Tani, you were actually human to us. We're going to take an extra effort. No one ever asked us how we are. No one ever asks us what our name is. They just think we're robots and they yell at us like it's our problem. It's not our fault. We're just a peon in the chain. If you receive everyone with a pleasant countenance, the whole world could be different. The barista gave you a drink to give you a jolt to your day. Why can't you think, Sam? Thanks, Sam, for giving you that start to your day. Sam, I really appreciate it. You gave me the start to the day. You could literally brighten his whole day. The librarian gave you a book. Thank you so much, Charlie. I really appreciate this book. I love to read, and you gave him the ability. His whole day could be changed. Even when you go to the dentist, thank you so much, Dr. L. I really appreciate you taking care of my teeth. I know it's a difficult, everybody hates to go to the dentist, but I really appreciate it. Every person we interact with, from the security guard to the barista, to the postmaster, to the mailman, every single person, this is a key phrase. V'habi mekabel eskol adam esever panim yafos. Obviously, you take this with a grain of salt. If there are people that are manipulative in your life, that are narcissistic in your life, that need to be cut away, obviously you can't do that and you can't interact with them. Like my boss is not someone you ever deal with at work, and someone you got to cut out, that someone you can't talk to, can't be involved with. There has to be proper, safe, healthy, proper boundaries and aspects. You have a nasty neighbor, you have a very vitriolic neighbor, cut them out. Don't be involved with them. You have to be involved. You have to take care to be safe for you, your spouse, and your kids. You have to be involved in it. But we're talking about regular, normal interactions with people in your town, with your neighbors and people at work. Mekabalis kol ha'adam is saver panim yafos. And of course, in mor ma'atvias sein harbe. So the notes point out, devote your day mainly to studying Torah and arrange the work you do to earn a living to fit your schedule for studying Torah. As Rav and Rambam commentary point out, do not make earning a living the primary focus of your day while setting aside times for studying Torah, as Rashi points out. Others explain this to mean that when you plan your day, make fixed times for yourself, keva, to study a certain number of sections of Torah, as Rashi points out. Doesn't mean you have to have 100 hours to the day. Hashem asking for 120 years, kavata itim la Torah. Did you set aside time to Torah? Set aside time doesn't say 18 hours of time, but at least some aspect, a couple of minutes, a couple of hours, set aside time. Make learning the primary focus to your day. Others explain this, that you need to have the fixed times for Torah. Do not let anything interfere with these fixed times of study, and if something unavoidable forces you to miss one of these times, look at it as a debt that must be made up at some other time, as Machsovichi points out. When giving your word to do something, the notes point out, promise to do just a little, but do more than you promised. And Bli Neder, you shouldn't promise to begin with, you should always say Bli Neder. Hashem. We find that our ancestor Avraham acted in this way when the three angels came to visit him. Thinking that they were ordinary travelers, he invited them in to eat a morsel of bread, and then he served them a lavish feast of meat, as the Bereishis points out. And when you receive guests in your home, do so with a smile on your face. If you serve them with a sad expression, they will feel that you are unhappy about receiving them in your home. Then even if you give them many fine things, it will be as if you gave them nothing, Rav points out. On the other hand, if you receive them with a smile and a happy face and make them feel wanted and appreciated, then even if you can give them very little, it will be as if you gave them all the gifts in the world. There are some people that can't give any money to the people that come to collect money, to fundraise money. They don't have the money. They don't have the ability. What they do, what they can do is to receive the person nicely with a smile, a kind gesture, inviting them into their home, giving them a little bit of tea, some crackers, and they nourish their soul. They nourish their hearts. So even though they don't give them monetarily, they give them physically and spiritually, and that does more than the $1,000 check they got from the other house. You can do what you can to be involved with people, so remember, and more obvious, say harbe, say little but do a lot. Make sure to set time for Torah, even if it's a couple of daily emails of Torah, and make sure to receive all people, proper people to be involved with the proper countenance and the pleasant face. Join us next time as we talk, God willing, after Sukkot, most probably, unless we get around to it. Make sure to make yourself a Rav and to get around away from Suffolk here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.